Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. We are truly blessed to have you with us tonight. Yes, we are truly blessed to have you with us. It is a blessing always to be found in the presence of our Most High God. Yes, we just give him praise tonight. We thank him for his many blessings that he has bestowed upon us. Yes, we are grateful tonight. We are grateful. We are truly grateful. Yes, and we know that we always start off with our prayer and concerns. And let me just take a moment to just say we want to lift up those who are dealing with sickness in their bodies in the name of Jesus. Yes, we want to just lift you up tonight. We want to talk to God on your behalf. We know that many are sick and ailing and things going on with those bodies, but we know that the body is the temple of God. God is in our bodies. Yes. And we just want to lift you up tonight with whatever's going on with your body. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, Master, thanking you, Lord, for the opportunity that you've given us. Thanking you, Lord, for the privilege, God. It is a privilege that we can call on your name. It is a privilege that we can come into your presence. Thank you, God. Thank you, Master, for thinking about us when we were just going on doing any and everything we wanted to do. You were thinking about us. And we are grateful today. We're grateful. Master, we know that many are suffering with their bodies. We know that aches and pains and arthritis and all kind of serious illnesses are taking place right now. But God, we know that you are the key. You are the key. Oh God, you are the key. And that you have the ability, oh God, to speak healing over our bodies, God. Master, we know that you can just breathe on us and healing will take place. Oh God, we're calling on you tonight on behalf of listeners around the world, God, who are dealing with illnesses in their bodies. We know, God, that you can just breathe on us and we will be healed. And we want to thank you in advance, God. Hallelujah. For your healing, your virtual power, oh God, that you have. Master, we're grateful today. We thank you, God, for Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for him. Hallelujah. Yes, Master. For our children to you today, God. Our children, oh God. Master, you know what's going on with the children all over the world, all over the land. Those who are being sold under sex slaves and those who are being prostituted. God, you know. Master, we call on you right now in the name of Jesus. Those young girls who are being pimped. Oh, God, we call on you right now. Those that are being abused, Master, physically, sexually. God, we call on you in the name of Jesus. And we're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. In Jesus' name. There is no other name by way that men can be saved. But only through the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you, Master. We thank you. We are just grateful today. We are grateful tonight. We are grateful for your many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Oh, hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you praise. And we know that we have been studying sowing and reaping. And you know, we've just been eating and baiting and sowing and reaping. Yes. We have been eating this word. We have been sleeping with this word. We have been consumed with reaping. And sowing and reaping. Yes. So tonight we want to just continue where we left off last week. And we know that we were in Genesis chapter 27. Yes, we want you to just take time right now and run and go get that water. Yeah. We need you to get that water. We know that it's a blessing that we have water, that we have clean water. Yes, it is a blessing. We should never take it for granted. Glory to God. We're going to start off with verse 30. And I'm reading the New International Version, and it says verse 30. Now, we know that we have been talking about Jacob and Esau and the blessing with the mother Rebekah with Isaac. Yeah, we just want to kind of bring this to a close as quickly as we can. In verse 30, we see that it says here, after Isaac finished blessing him and Jacob had scarcely left his father's presence, his brother Esau came in from hunting. And now we know that on last week, Isaac had sent his son Esau to go and get him the food so he could bless Esau. But we also know that through Rebekah, Jacob's mother, Isaac's mom, that there was some serious mistrust, dishonesty that took place here. Yes. And this is where we want to just continue with what actually happened. So here we see that Esau is coming in. He went hunting to get the food, and it seemed that it's in order to get blessed, you have to give something prior to getting blessed. And you know, we know that we do that when we go in the house of God. We go in and we give our offerings and we get blessed with the word. So it's always a giving and receiving. If you just stay with me with this, it's a giving and receiving. And here we see that this son went to get the food so he can cook, and he was going to give it to his father, and his father was going to bless him. Yes, this is what's taking place here in verse 30. And so in 31, he says he prepared the meat for his dad so that he could receive a blessing. Yeah. And I just stated that it sounds familiar, because this is what we see. We grew up with this. This has been something that we've seen all our lives if we've been in church. If you've been in church, you've seen this manner of service. Yeah. You give, you receive, and you give and you receive. And sometimes you receive without giving. Yeah. Because God looks at it where you have been dutifully a giver. You've been giving unconditionally. Yeah. And sometimes you just receive. You just get. Yeah. But you're always giving. Yeah. You have that giving spirit. So here we see in verse 32, it says, the father, Isaac, asked him. Father, Isaac asked. He said, who are you? Okay. Now remember, Esau just came in, but Jacob has received the blessing already, okay? And so in verse 32 here, it says, his father Isaac asked him, who are you? And he says, I am your son, he answered, your firstborn, Esau. Isn't that something, how they put a lot of emphasis on who was the first and who was the second and who was, instead of just saying, I'm your son, they had a reason behind that. They had a serious reason. In verse 33, Isaac trembled violently and said, who was it then that hunted game and brought it to me? I ate it just before you came, and I blessed him, and indeed he will be blessed. Okay, so Isaac is sharing, Isaac is sharing with Esau what has already taken place outside of his presence, because he was not there. He was not the one who received the blessing. Yeah. Look at that. And verse 33, Isaac, he trembled. He was very upset. He was disturbed. Yes. Look at that. Look at this. In verse 34, when Esau heard his father's words, he burst out with a loud and bitter cry and said to his father, "Bless me. Bless me too, my father." Look at that. He wanted to be blessed. Isaac said, "Your brother came and deceitfully and took your blessing." Yeah. 35. Esau said, "Isn't he rightfully named Jacob? He has deceived me 2 times. He took my birthright, and now he's taking my blessing." Then he asked, "Haven't you reserved any blessings for me?" Yeah. This is what he's saying. He's asking, he's questioning. He's questioning his father. He wants to know, really, behind this trick, is there still something for me? Yes. Glory to God. Look at this. Verse 37. Isaac answered Esau, "I have made him Lord over you, and have made him and made him all his relatives, and made all his relatives his servants." Yes. "And I have sustained him with grain and with new wine. So when can I for you, my son?" Glory to God. Glory to God. Such empty words. So words that fill the room with no hope, no enthusiastic, no life. Words that are void, that are just vain words. And this is the way Esau saw that. It was empty. Empty. Yes. Glory to God. And verse 38. Esau said to his father, "Do you have only one blessing for me? My father, bless me too. My father." Then Esau began to weep. He began to cry. He began to cry loud. Yes. Sounds familiar. Yeah. Such anticipation of the manner of this culture of the firstborn son being blessed. Yes. The firstborn. Yes. Look at this. He was devastated. Devastated. Yes. His father Isaac answered. He said to him, "Your dwelling will be away from the earth's richness, away from the dew of heaven above. You will live by the sword, and you will serve your brother." Listen to this. "But when you grow restless, you will throw his yoke from off your neck." Now what is this? What is this saying to us? Look at this. "But when you grow restless, when you get tired," that's what he said, "when you get tired of being his servant, when you get tired of working under your brother, and you throw that yoke off, and you decide that no longer will this be," that's what he's saying, "then you can, you always have the ability to take it off." And it looks like he's saying that only because of Isaac having the ability to pronounce the blessing. So that means that blessing has to be enforced. It has to be. Because this is what God ordained. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So here we see, again, his brother, Jacob. Yeah. Jacob had stolen. Jacob had lied. Jacob deceived him. Look at that. Look at this. Notice the last line says, when you grow restless, then you can throw this yoke off. Only once Esau is tired. See, when he gets tired, then he'll have the ability to do this. But meanwhile, Jacob is fleeing, and the mother, she's alerting Jacob that his brother Esau is looking to kill him. Yeah, what a mother, huh? What a mom. Let's look at verse 40. You will live by the sword. And so what are we saying here? You will live by the sword. So you will always be in war. You will always have battles. This is what he's saying. But there come a time when you will grow restless. You will get tired of the fight. Glory to God. And at that given time, you will be able to throw the yoke off. But you must go through. You must go through. Yes, you must go through. Let's look at verse 42 here. When Rebekah was told what her oldest son Esau had said, she sent for her younger son Jacob and said to him, your brother Esau is consoling himself with the thought of killing. He's going to kill you. Listen at that. What do you expect? You expect him to be happy? Do you expect him to be joyful? When this tragedy has taken place, something of this magnitude has been stolen from him. Such hurt, such great hurt, such great pain has taken place here. What a mother. Is Jacob the only one who really knows Rebekah? Is Jacob the only one who really knows the mother? Does Esau know his mother? Esau really know who his mom really is? Do he really know what she's all about? Look at that. Look at this. Deceit. Division. Such unjust. Such strife and division. Chaos in the family. And here we see the father, who is Isaac, who is near death. And chaos is taking place. So often we see once the person is in the ground, then chaos. But here we see that it's taking place prior to death. Yes. Yes. Look at this. What a mother. What a mom. Isaac has no idea who he really married. And so many times in families today, husbands don't really know their wives, and wives don't really know their husbands, but they're living in the same house. They conceive children. And that same dissension is transferred on down to the children. So it's all about what you're sowing and what you're going to reap. That's what we're looking at tonight. What's being sowed here? What's being sowed? Do we see love at any cost? Do we see love? Oh, certainly we see love. We see love with Rebekah and her son Jacob. But then we see hate and division with Rebekah and Isaac. Look at this. Glory to God. Help us, Father. Help us. We need help this lesson. What are you sowing? What are you sowing? Yeah. Young people, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. Why am I talking to you? The reason why is you are the next generation. Yeah. You, young people, you're the next generation. You must be careful of how you sow, because you will reap. And the Bible is this process, this principle is all through the Bible. That's all. Every story in here is of someone sowed something and they reaped. whether it was good or whether it was bad. Glory to God. You reaped it. Of you tonight is, yes, the reason why I'm saying this is you who are of the next generation. You need to start now. And you're young. Yeah. You have your whole life ahead of you. Yes. And you can sow good. You can sow good seeds. You can. Yeah. And you can start while you're young. Being concerned about your fellow brother or your fellow student while you're sitting in class. Being concerned about someone else instead of just being so selfish and self-centered and just worried about you and living in a world where everything is me and nobody else. Start sowing something good. Because the word is just not written for older people. The Bible don't say this is just for older. This is not just for seniors. This is not just for middle age. The Bible is for everyone. Glory to God. The word of God. The word of God is for all of mankind. And you are part of the mankind that we're talking about. Glory to God. We are in this world. Yes, we are. We are in this world. We live on a street. We have an address. We live in a house. But we're not of this world. Did you hear what I said? Now, what am I saying? How could I be in here and I don't be a part of it? Because we are separated. Because we are an example of the Most High God. And whatever God said that we do, that is what we do. We don't operate the way the world operates. Young people, we don't do what the world does. We are separate. We are set apart. We are different. But of course, we don't think highly of ourselves because we humble ourselves before the Most High God. We humble ourselves. And we're thankful. We're thankful for God. We're thankful for Jesus. Because he saw fit to save us. Just as he so rightfully will save our sister and our brothers who may not live next door, but may live on another continent. But it's time for us to begin to sow good seeds. So we can reap good. And we want to reap good. We want to reap love. We want to reap peace. Yes, we want to reap this. So in order for us to reap it, we have to sow it. Yeah. I sow love, sister. I sow love, brother. And I get love and I get peace back because I sowed that. Glory to God. But when I sow angry, when I sow bitterness, when I sow division, when I sow strife, you can better believe you're going to get that also. And then many times we wonder, well, I don't know why that happened. Oh, just sit down and ask God to press rewind. And he will rewind it to you and you can see it for yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, young people, and I'm just picking on you today. I'm picking on you. Yeah. You can make a difference. You can do it now. Change your whole mannerism, your whole thought process, the way you think. Stop thinking about yourself. And think about somebody else. Think about somebody else. Many of you see someone that's being bullied. You see that. Yeah, you see it. But have you taken the time to step up and either tell the bully to stop or to console the person that's being bullied? Or do you just look the other way? What are you sowing? What are you sowing? Begin to ask yourself that. Because we see in this story that we're talking about with Isaac and Rebekah and her son Esau, eventually God is going to bring all this to a close. Yeah, he's going to bring it to a close. But in the meantime, they're going to have to go through some things.
Yeah.
Principle of law. This is the principle of law that when you reap, you're going to sow. Yeah. If you sow good, you get good. When you sow bad, bad will find your address. Did you hear what I said? Bad will look you down. He going to come. He going to find you. No matter where you're at, no matter how many years. Because it's all about what you sow now. Glory to God. Glory to God. And it's never too late. Never too late for God. Never. He's always waiting for us to repent. He's always waiting for us to make a change. He's just that kind of God. He's just that kind of God who loves us unconditionally. He has the agape love. Glory to God. None of us have always been perfect. None of us are all perfect now. We all have fallen and come short of the glory of God. Did you hear me? We all. If any man says that he has never sinned, he is a lie. And the truth is not in him. Did you hear me? He's a lie. Because if he hadn't fallen, there would have been no need for Jesus to die on that old cross. There would have been no need for no resurrection. There would have been no need. So he died for us. Yes, he did. We owe him. We owe him. Yes, we do. We owe him our lives as a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable into Christ Jesus. That's what we owe him. Hallelujah. When we come into the knowledge of a true and a living God, then we become in debt to him. Yeah, yeah. And this debt that I'm talking about is not a debt that you feel obligated, but you freely, freely, freely desire to want to be in his presence, freely want to live for him, freely want to walk, hallelujah, freely. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Master. I thank you, God, for those listening ears. I thank you. I thank you, Master. Help us to understand, oh God, that whatever we sow, we will reap. And it don't necessarily have to be tomorrow that we reap it, but it can come years later. Help us, oh God, to sow good seed for Master to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor in Jesus' holy name. We want to remind you on Sunday evening for 7 o'clock to tune in to God's Favorite Ministry with Pastor Vivian George. Yes, yes, yes. You'll be delighted. Yes. That's 1 hour of power with Pastor George. It would just put the icing on your Sunday evening cake. And we ask you to just be blessed in the Lord. Amen.